This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The U.S. is trying to build a case that Iran was behind this weekend's attack on key Saudi oil facilities. AP Sagar Meghani reports from the White House.
Tehran denies it, but American officials have released satellite photos suggesting the attack came from either Iran or Iraq. A Saudi military spokesman later said Iranian weapons were used. The incident has sent energy prices spiraling and raised new war fears. President Trump says if a response is needed, the U.S. is locked and loaded. Vice President Pence's chief of staff, Mark Short, is downplaying talk of imminent military action, though, saying locked and loaded is a broad term.
It's a reflection that this administration has advanced policies that make sure America is safer from these sorts of oil shocks.
The attack stopped production of more than half Saudi Arabia's daily global oil exports. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
Members of the United Auto Workers Union are on strike against General Motors as the two sides remain far apart on the terms of a new contract. AP's Rita Foley reports on what the strike means for car buyers.
Experts say GM has enough vehicles on dealer lots to last about 77 days. That's well above the industry average. But the number of available Chevy Tahoes and Suburbans, the big SUVs that generate the big money, are well below the industry average, they say. A strike means GM isn't making vehicles or parts in the U.S., and probably not in Canada or Mexico either. Bottom line, a lingering strike means down the road there'll be fewer vehicles for consumers to choose from on dealer lots. I'm Rita Foley.
The union wants better wages and health care, job security, and profit sharing. This is VOA News. Purdue Pharma, the maker of prescription painkiller OxyContin, has filed for bankruptcy protection in a U.S. court. The company is facing numerous lawsuits from local and state governments and other plaintiffs alleging it aggressively marketed dangerous, addictive painkillers that helped fuel the opioid crisis in the United States. AP's Julie Walker has more.
The bankruptcy filing comes after Purdue Pharma reached a tentative settlement, which could be worth up to $12 billion over time, with many of the more than 2,000 local and state governments across the country that are suing the company over its role in the opioid crisis. But the holdouts include more than half the states, and some of them are expected to object to the settlement in bankruptcy court and continue their lawsuits against the Sackler family, which owns the company. I'm Julie Walker.
North Korea says diplomatic talks with the U.S. could resume in a few weeks. VOA's Jeff Custer has that story.
North Korea says the fresh talks could happen, but it will not consider abandoning its nuclear weapons unless external threats are fully removed. The North adds any upcoming working-level meetings will be decisive in determining the fate of the country's diplomacy with Washington. Negotiations have stalled since a February summit between North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and President Donald Trump in Vietnam collapsed over disagreements regarding sanctions relief in exchange for disarmament measures. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Authorities are investigating the death of singer Rick Ocasek of The Cars after he was found dead Sunday afternoon in his New York apartment. He was 75. AP Music correspondent Margie Zaraletta has a look at his career.
During the Cars induction into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame last year, Rick Ocasek joked that bassist Ben Orr was supposed to be the singer and Ocasek was supposed to be the good-looking one. Ocasek had one of the most distinctive looks in rock. Tall, dark, lanky, usually in sunglasses. Ocasek and Orr originally formed a folk rock band before forming The Cars in 1976. Ocasek sang lead on hits like You Might Think, Magic, Shake It Up, and Good Times Roll. He produced acts like Weezer, No Doubt, and Bad Religion. He also had a cameo as a beatnik painter in the original movie version of Hairspray. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
Federal health officials have activated emergency measures to tackle the recent spate of lung illnesses blamed on electronic cigarettes. The head of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control, Robert Redfield, said Monday that his organization has made it a priority to find the cause of the outbreak. As of Monday, the CDC was investigating 380 confirmed or suspected cases of vaping-related lung illnesses, including six deaths. Health experts have been unable to pinpoint an exact cause, including a specific brand or ingredient in e-cigarettes, but are encouraging all e-cigarette users to stop. I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.
VOA 1. The best music. The best.